Dubai Eye
103.8.
Waffy Mall, it's another place you need to be heading to. It's gearing up to host a world-class entertainment platform that allows people to become Guinness World Records holders. Do you think you have what it takes to be a GWR holder? Are you somebody who's liking to take on something of a challenge? Well, you're in the right place, because let's face it, Dubai loves to do things a bit bigger and a bit better. It loves a challenge. And that means that Dubai has a lot of Guinness World Records. In fact, the UAE does, for anybody that's got their hands on the latest book from GWR, which pays homage to the number of records that have been set and attempted here in the region. With regards to the forthcoming event, three record-breaking stations where official adjudicators from GWR will be present on site during weekends to verify the attempts of more visitors, offering them a chance to be officially amazing. The event's going to be running for 10 weeks. We'll also have a gallery that highlights incredibly amazing visual records across many domains, including but not limited to human achievements, big stuff, local heroes, and sport and strength. To tell us a bit more about this, for the enduring love of all things GWR, all things Guinness World Records, we're joined in studio by two of their finest. The head of global production delivery for Guinness World Records is Alan Pixley, who's alongside Leila Issa, who is the Senior Marketing Manager for the MENA region for Guinness World Records. To you both, thank you very much indeed for joining us today. And let's start with the UAE, if we can. Leila, let's go to you first. Leila and ladies first. In terms of the UAE, what is it about the UAE? What is it about Dubai that seems to just be a sort of perfect fit for world record attempts?
It's their passion to be number one in, you know, all the different fields, whether that's technology or, you know, a matter of different things. High building. I mean, you can see all the amazing high rise buildings. Also with all the yearly events we've seen. So the Year of Zayed, Year of Tolerance, you know, the CSR and giving back to the community and community engagement also drives a lot of, you know, individuals and companies to break records in Dubai and the UAE as a whole.
It is extraordinary as well. And it's been recognized by you guys. You've got people on the ground here. You've got offices here. You recognize it as a sort of, could a city ever become, Leila, a hub for record breaking to a certain degree, for taking challenges?
Yeah, it is. Actually, the Dubai is the number one record-breaking city in the Middle East. Yeah, with around 385 records that they currently hold. So records are, you know, broken every day. But I would say on an average of 380 records just for Dubai alone. And that's a big number for a city, you know, taking into consideration the population, of course. So, yeah, it is the number one record-breaking city in the Middle East.
Alan, I'm sure you, like me, grew up with a couple of copies, countless copies of Guinness World Records in your bedroom. I mean, it was part of my youth, which is a long time ago now. Mm-hmm. And yet, it still endures to this day. We've been talking about friends over the last couple of hours. The Guinness World Records is the same. Why is it so enduring?
I think it's that sort of, it appeals to people to try and become the world's best. And that certainly sort of shines a light on people. We have over 1,000 people applying every single week to be Guinness World Records title holders. And we're not shouting out for people to come and attempt. They contact us via our website and say all the wonderful and amazing things that they can do. Lots of these records are sadly rejected. Only sort of around sort of a small percentage of them actually go on to be world record breakers. But it's those people that feel the need to do something inspiring or to test themselves to be the world's number one that gets them off the couch, so to speak, and brings them to us.
Interesting you hit on that. I mean, it's something I've always wondered about, how you saw the wheat from the chaff, for want of a better word, in terms of, you know, the inundation of requests to be a record holder. What's the sort of process? I mean, if somebody thinks that they are unique or officially amazing, how do they go about trying to catch your attention?
Yep. So head to the Guinness World Records website, and there it's very easy. If there's something that you think you have a talent of, you just submit it to our website, and then one of our records management team will process that record application. Now, it may surprise you, but not everything can be a world record. We do have very strict criteria about what can be a record and what can't be. It needs to be something we can measure, it needs to be something you can break, needs to be something that's achievable. It can't be illegal, but it can't be, this may surprise you as well, it can't be completely ridiculous. process. So we once we sort of go through all of those different criterias, we'll then let you know if what you've suggested can be a record and give you the rules and important guidelines of how you might break that.
I think I've just fallen into the trap that so many people do when you start flicking through a new edition of the book, and it's looking absolutely marvellous. We'll get onto that very shortly. But the first page that I fell upon was the fastest consumption of a bowl of pasta. And I did the thing that I'm sure everyone does. I could do that quicker. I could do that quicker. But if people do think they could do it, is that also part of it? If people can challenge an existing world record, can they take on that challenge?
Yeah, records are meant to be broken. And that's actually one of the criteria that Alan just mentioned. It's to inspire people to like challenge themselves to do better. So yeah, definitely. If there is any record that anyone sees in the book or on the website or hears of, and they think they can break it, they should definitely get in touch with us.
Alan, I've noticed as well in recent times, I don't know if it's because I've been based here for a while and have been involved with a number of record attempts, but they're certainly being bigged up in terms of the occasion, in terms of the sort of drama that goes around it as well, that maybe I had seen it in years gone by. Is that something that we're seeing globally at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. I think people are starting to use record breaking as a form of celebration. It's to celebrate a national day or an anniversary of a company, and record breaking fits perfectly into that. It's about achieving something together as one, and Guinness World Records falls perfectly into that sort of occasion, or as I said before, a celebration. So yeah, I think we'll probably see more of that, particularly in Dubai, where record breaking is often used to inspire people to do better.
Leila, what are some of the craziest, the wackiest, the weirdest records attempts that we've seen here in the UAE in years gone by?
The craziest? I can't think of anything crazy. I'm going to tell you about some of my favorites.
Go on.
So I've noticed a lot of records kind of, I guess they could be weird, like that had to do with concrete pouring. Don't ask me about all the technical aspects because I have no idea what those are.
It's funny what concrete does to people, I tell you.
I know. It was the record for the longest consistent concrete pour.
Oh, yeah.
And it was broken 3 times in 1 year. So I think like one company took it on, and then the other ones, again, to your point, oh yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of those. And then we had, we saw kind of a spike in technology also over the last couple of years. So with records related to drones, so consecutive images or like fireworks launched by drones, or, you know, images created by drones. And we also saw a lot of records to do with 3D printing.
Okay.
Which is apparently a trending thing now. So you have a 3D printed apartment, commercial building. So we have a lot of these record titles being opened and explored these days.
That's really interesting. And again, I'm sort of harking back to the old days as well. You know, when I used to tune in to a Domino's world record attempt. But now, I suppose, with the digitization of the world, the gig economy we're living in, we're seeing industries being affected by technology, Alan. I'm assuming that GWR is as well.
Of course. So, you know, as you mentioned, I think back, we'd only have to go maybe back 10 years, and Guinness World Records was prominently known for our book. And now you see us working in different areas, and digitally particularly, you know, YouTube channels and things like that. And also the way that people can break records now is, so we have records for online data and things like that. So people can, it's not only affected how we are as a company, but also how people can break records. And that's really important to us as a company. We need to be able to react to what people are doing in order for them to break records that are current and that are important to society and are what people are doing out there in everyday life.
Have something to get off your chest? Join the conversation on The Agenda.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
You listen to The Agenda. We're live here on Dubai Eye 103.8, and we're in the company of the team from Guinness World Records. We've got Alan Pixley and Leila Issa here in studio telling us about a new event, Wafi Mall, gearing up to host a world-class entertainment platform that allows people to become Guinness World Records holders. Do you fancy it? Well, you need to get practicing, because I understand, Alan, this is getting underway tomorrow. Is that right?
That's right. We're very excited because this is a bit of a world premiere, actually, for Wafi and Guinness World Records, as there's two parts to this amazing event. There's the gallery, which is situated in Wafi now for the next 11 weeks, and people can go there at any time and view it from tomorrow. And that features 11 categories, ranging from space and universe with all the sort of NASA photos and things like that you can think of, like largest planet. And then there's animal kingdom, mechanical masterpieces, human achievement, human body, sporting superheroes, and many, many more. And there's over 66 photos, record-breaking photos, that people can come and view and see and learn about. The wide range of spectrum is unbelievable. We were just chatting here about the gentleman with the longest mustache. You can see him there. You can also see the world's largest ping pong bat. And you can also see the tallest man, the shortest woman, and some of those classic Guinness World Records titles that everybody talks about and are in our book every single year. And there's also a local hero section, which features some of the records that Leila was mentioning that are in our book. Obviously, the tallest building is in there, but there's also some other ones in there. We've also, especially for Dubai, have a beautiful bling section, which has some of our
diamonds
and most expensive mobile phone and things like that. So there's really something for everybody. And that's a permanent fixture now from tomorrow onwards. So people can go down there and the galleries are actually spaced out across Wafi and people can explore the galleries and learn about record breaking. As well as that, there's our interactive live show, and this is a chance for people to become Guinness World Records title holders. So this runs every single weekend, and it runs from 3 till 9 o'clock, and we have 5 record-breaking stations, and these challenges will change weekly, and people will get the chance to come down, practice, set qualification scores, and those that are the best on the hour, every hour, will get the chance to go into our Champions Arena show, and they'll get to go for the record with the Guinness World Records adjudicator. So really, like, once in a lifetime opportunity for people to break a record. It's not often we have an adjudicator on site. Normally you would have to go through the website and make a claim. Actually, we've got an adjudicator who's going to be there all day, and those that qualify for the final will get to go for the record, and we're hoping to get many, many record breakers at Wafi over the next sort of 11 weeks or so.
See, that sort of rings true, Leila, because we were just talking about the fact that you've adjudicated a number of record attempts in the past, and the demands on adjudicators, I'm sure, are very high in a city like this. So to bring it under one roof and get would-be officially amazing record holders to come to you is going to be a win-win for both, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So as Alan mentioned, we have different kind of record attempts on the stations where they can even practice at Wafi throughout the week, even before the adjudicator comes. And it's a good chance for us also to meet kind of local talents, because we're always in the lookout for people who are amazing and we're just looking to officialize their record, really. So it is really a good opportunity to test the records at Wafi, but at the same time also get in touch with us if they have anything that they think is amazing.
Starts tomorrow, as I mentioned, down at Wafi Mall. So from tomorrow all the way through to the 23rd of November. So it's a long old stint, 10 weeks to practice and hone your skills before the finals as well. Sort of timings, have you got timings in mind for when it happens?
So on the weekend, on Friday and Saturday, it'll operate between 3 and 9. That's when our adjudicator will be there. And a bit like, I always describe it almost like a bit of a Grand Prix. If you're on pole position after the hour or an hour and a half, you'll get the chance to go on stage, meet the adjudicator, and if you can handle the pressure, you could go for the record. And people do break records at these events. It's amazing the different talents we find, and often younger people as well. There's a gaming station there as well, so we'll be doing a Fortnite record, which is obviously a hugely popular game. We'll be doing Mario Kart records and Minecraft as well, so something for everybody. And then there's sometimes maybe some more serious records about fitness and endurance as well. So I think there'll be something for the kids to join in, and also for the adults who are maybe take record breaking a little bit more seriously.
So you can rock up, be part of it there. If you want to find out more information, I'm assuming, Alan, that's all available online, is it?
Yep, you can go on the Wafi website. It's all available on there, and you can see the different times. And also, we're going to be changing our themes every single week, and they'll represent our different categories. So it's our opening weekend this weekend, and then next week is all about space. So some of our records will feature some Star Wars toys and other sort of space-related records, if we can. No one, sadly, is going to space.
Not just yet. One thing that we can tell you about, though, is the brand new book. And this is hot off the press, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, it was launched on the 5th, so pretty new.
So brand new. Will copies be available down at Wafi, or can people get the copies from all good bookstores at the moment?
Yes, so we're selling at all bookstores. So you have your W.H. Smith, your
Kikanoya's here and others around. Yeah, okay, cool.
So they're around, and they'll also be, we'll have a few couple of copies at WAFI for sale as well.
Guinness World Records 2020 is on shelves now, and I understand you've broken your own record with this, is that right?
Yes, that's the day we celebrate our own record as Guinness World Records Day. actually, we've done quite a few interviews to talk about that. Again, we're encouraging people to take part in this day because we celebrate our record achievement with all of the great and talented people from, you know, around the Middle East. And the theme this year is adventure. Okay. So if you, sail the seven seas, do get in touch with us because we're always on the lookout for amazing talents in the Middle
East. It's great to know that you're here. It's great to know that you're being so active and actively looking for the officially amazing out there. I'm sure that talent is here in the UAE. Can't let you go. We've been asking people about their favourite Friends episodes. I'm not going to put you on the spot for those ones. But you two, who know intrinsically the records that are broken. Have you got a favourite? Is it like asking about a favourite child? If I ask you, have you got a favourite record that you've reported on or documented in the past?
My favourite record, which is actually in this year's book and it's a new one, is the fastest garden shed, which will... So a gentleman from the UK decided to convert his shed into an automobile. And not only did he do that, he also made it the fastest in the world. And it go, what sort of speed do you think it would go at the fastest garden shed?
I mean, it can't go more than what? 25 miles an hour, 30 kilometres an hour?
It's actually over 80 miles an hour.
No!
The shed has been clocked at. And it has to be a fully functional garden shed as well, so it meets the parameters of a shed. And that's the one that tickled me this year when I saw it. So yeah, I'm going to go with the fastest garden shed for now.
It takes some beating, Layla.
I'm going to go with the bunny with the longest hair. I know. It's so cute, though. Come on. And it's like a ball. I mean, she's so furry that you can barely see the features. You barely know it's a bunny. It looks like just a big ball of hair. Yeah,
check
I had it on my business card forever.
Check it out in the new book, Guinness World Records 2020, is on all good bookshelves at the moment. And, of course, you can find out more from the team down at WAFI from tomorrow. Alan Pixley, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Layla Issa, thank you very much indeed
thank
for being
you,
with us.
Pleasure.
Big thanks to all the team from Guinness World Records for being on board.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.